Welcome to the Armchair Trader podcast. And this week we are talking about Canadian stocks again, but this time we're talking specifically about the TSX Venture 50. Some of you may have heard what this is, but I suspect many of you haven't. But on this podcast, we'll be discussing a little bit more about this and the importance of this list for Canadian stocks. On the podcast this week, we have Rob Peterman, who's joining us from the Toronto Stock Exchange, and will be taking a few questions from me on the subject of the TSX Venture 50 list. So welcome to the podcast, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
And so to start off with, can you give us a quick overview of the TSX Venture 50 specifically? What is it? What are the criteria for stocks to be included in it? And my understanding is this is something that you put out on an annual basis.
Yeah, we're in about year 17 of the Venture 50, so it is something that we do every year. The TSX Venture 50 is an annual ranking of the top performing companies from the past year on the TSXV. And what we look at in terms of criteria, we look at three things which are equally weighted. So one is share price appreciation. The other is market capitalization increase. So that's where we capture financings, acquisitions, and things like that that the companies are doing. And then the third thing we look at is trading volumes. So across those three criteria, we develop the list of the top 50 performing companies.
And is it entirely systematic, or is there some level of qualitative analysis that goes into the list as well?
Well, it's systematic in the sense that we do take companies from five different sectors, but it is otherwise completely based on their performance against those three criteria.
And so for the companies themselves, how significant is it for them to be included on the list? Does this reflect the best of the best in terms of the most entrepreneurial listed Canadian companies out there?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of reporting to your board of directors as a CEO or a management team, we have about 1,600 companies on the TSX Venture Exchange. So where you're in the top 2 or 3% in terms of performance, I think, you know, that's a great report card for you. But what you get from the program that I think is also or equally important to the company is visibility. So we do know that investment banks, investors will use this list to look at which are the up and coming companies. So of course, getting on the radar screen of these financial institutions is very important. And then across our digital platforms, we do a video with each of the companies, and people can go to the Venture 50 website and watch those videos. But each of those videos, we target about 30,000 views. So again, you're getting visibility with analysts, the research community, the banking community, but the program itself and the videos are targeted to retail investors. So there's additional exposure there. And again, it's rewarding the top performing companies on the exchange.
And I've heard said, and you may correct me on this, that something like 40% of the volume going through TSX companies is coming from non-Canadian investors. Does being on in the TSX Venture 50 help to get those companies more exposure with the international investing community as well?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, when we think about the international investing community, the story this year was very Canadian on the stock list. Last year, about, you know, 20% or 9 of the issuers were international, so they were international companies that were listed. But yes, the reach of the Venture 50 program is international, but you know, the core of it is Canadian. And you know, when, you know, to your point, when we talk about trading on our markets, the TSX and the TSX Venture Exchange, about 40 to 50% of the trading in our market every day comes from outside of Canada, with the US being the biggest portion of that. And for the TSX Venture Exchange, the US is our biggest growth market in terms of bringing new issuers to the market.
And with this year's list, was there any particular sector bias? Because I know that the Canadian market is quite still leans significantly towards the natural resources sector. Is that the case with this list as well?
Well, because we look at the top 10 companies across five different categories, it's not overly weighted to the mining sector. But this was definitely a year where the mining sector was the top performing sector. So the average returns of the top 10 mining companies were the best of any of the sectors. But we do try to showcase the diversity of the venture exchange and the growing innovation, life sciences, clean tech, and consumer companies that are on the market.
And what was that mining theme? Was that what the big theme of the list this year? Was it the high performing mining stocks, and were they particularly focused on a particular area of mining?
Yeah, we've sort of, as we've talked about the list, narrowed it down to two themes that we think were most important. So one is energy transition. So you really do see the energy transition theme playing out across mining, across the energy sector, and across the clean tech sector as well. So that theme is very prominent in the mining sector. Six of the 10 companies are involved in critical minerals. So again, the themes of vehicle electrification, battery storage, these themes that are central to energy transition are playing out in the Venture 50. The other theme beyond energy transition that we've pointed to and talked to investors about is we've seen the largest tech companies have bounced back quite a bit. But the other theme we've seen is the innovation sector is starting to bounce back, and the innovation issuers are adjusting to what the market's looking for, which is a little more profitability. The expectations for a lot of the companies around 2021 were around growth, and growth as the number one priority. So the companies in the innovation sector, have returned to a place where the stock prices are growing, but adjusting to sort of what investors are looking for right now, which is more than just growth. They're looking for profitability or a pathway to profitability.
And when you say innovation sector, what sort of companies are we talking about there? Are these technology companies or anything that's really basically innovative?
Yeah, so the innovation sector is fairly broad. SaaS companies are certainly a popular category in the public markets. The largest issuer on the TSXV is a software company called Topicus.com. It's actually a European-based software company with a market capitalization of around $10 billion. So Topicus is an example of the type of issuer that you'll find on the venture exchange. In the innovation sector specifically, the category where you sort of saw the most kind of confluence was around, and this may not surprise people, but crypto and Bitcoin. So you have issuers that are either in the blockchain technology space, or we also had a number of Bitcoin miners and people following the markets. There was we've had Bitcoin ETFs trading in the Canadian market for a long time now, but there was a lot of market interest in when the SEC in the US would approve Bitcoin ETFs in that market, and that was driving a lot of investor interest around the category. But the, you know, within the innovation category, you have SaaS companies, you have other technology companies, but the biggest kind of subcategory we had were companies that were around the crypto or Bitcoin space.
From the perspective of non-Canadian investors, why should they be looking at the TSX Venture 50?
Yeah, two reasons that I would think of. So one is energy transition is a global theme. And if you look at the energy companies on the list or the mining companies on the list, while they may have a headquarter in Canada or they might have a headquarter somewhere else, a lot of them have projects outside of Canada. So more than half of the energy and the mining companies have projects outside of Canada. And, you know, investors in markets from Peru to Brazil, looking to be involved in the energy transition theme, will find investment opportunities there. I think the other reason international investors should care or be interested in the list is that, you know, we do believe the venture exchange is a fairly unique marketplace in the world. Like it's one of the few markets where earlier stage companies can go public, be supported by investors and an ecosystem of investment banks. So when you do look at categories like the innovation sector, and we just spoke about, you know, the Bitcoin miners as an example, this is a market where you'll see emerging themes and themes that are important investment categories. And the Venture Exchange and the Venture 50 is a place where investors can look at and reflect on some of these emerging themes and in cases get access to things that they might otherwise not be able to get in their home market.
And you, this is the first time we've actually had somebody from the TSX on the podcast. So it's probably actually informative for people who are not familiar with the Canadian market so much. We're talking here about the TSX Venture Exchange. What's the difference between that and the main TSX market?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a few differences. The main one that I would point to is that companies on the Venture Exchange have an additional month to do their financial reporting. And so we have, this two-tier market system that we're very proud of. The companies can graduate from the Venture Exchange to the Toronto Stock Exchange. And they would generally, to give people an idea, graduate when their market capitalization was around 100, somewhere between 100 million and 500 million. Is the point they would graduate from the Venture Exchange to the Toronto Stock Exchange. But what has been so important for us about this is that the TSX Venture Exchange is the number one source of new listings for the Toronto Stock Exchange. So in an average year, we'll have about 20 companies graduate from the Venture Exchange to the Toronto Stock Exchange. Our main index, the S&P TSX Composite, is composed of a number of companies that started on the Venture Exchange, grew to be public companies and be part of indexes on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And what we think is so special about this is companies have access to private sources of capital, and there are benefits to private capital. But there are also amazing benefits to the public markets. And the two biggest things I would point to are liquidity for your shareholders. There's nothing like the public markets in terms of providing, you know, broad liquidity to your shareholders and your employees. And the other thing is the ability to do M&A, to go out and use your share capital to do acquisitions. And the Venture 50 list, when you look at, you know, total market cap appreciation, you have companies that are, you know, their share price is growing, but they're doing M&A and they're also doing financings. Like these are growth stage companies. And that is what is unique about being in the public markets as an earlier stage company is that you have this platform that's providing liquidity and you're able to do acquisitions. So it isn't for every growth business, but it is a very unique way to grow a company when you're on a public market platform.
And just to finish off with, I mean, obviously our podcast goes out to a lot of people outside Canada, including professional investors, fund managers, and CEOs. If you're a foreign, like non-North American company, and you're thinking about doing a listing in North America, what do you guys at the TSX do to help companies that might be looking at something like that, maybe going down the road of a TSXV listing?
Yeah, so, because of the nature of our market, I would say that we have the most global business development team of any stock exchange in the world. So our team is on the ground full time in Sydney, Australia, Tel Aviv, Sao Paulo. We have three full-time people in the US market. So we very much are on the ground. We're working with different markets around the world. The things that people will look at for an international company coming to Canada, I would point people to two main things. So we would either look for some sort of nexus to the Canadian market, so a company that has a connection to the Canadian market, or they have a business that lines up with, a category of companies where there's a critical mass in the marketplace. So if you take, for example, we've spoken about mining, or we've talked about Bitcoin mining on the innovation side, where you have a peer group in our marketplace, or there's a connection to Canada, that's where our team can start to work with you and, provide introductions to the right types of capital market partners, whether those are founders of capital pool companies that are looking to do a transaction in the market, or the proper investment bankers or securities lawyers that have some expertise that aligns with your company.
And just to summarize, the TSX Venture 50, you publish that every year as close as possible, I guess, to the start of the new year. So the next one will be out early in Q1 in 2025.
That's right. We've got about another 12 months until the next list comes out. But it's, there's a cycle for us in terms of, preparing the companies and making sure they're ready with press releases and videos and things like that. So we do try to get the list out to the market as soon as possible and work with the issuers on creating that visibility that they've earned based on their performance the year before.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed for your time today, Rob. I really appreciate that and for shedding some light on the TSXV Venture 50 list.
Thanks for having me. It's great to join you.
You've been listening to the Armchair Trader podcast. Make sure you visit our website, www.thearmchairtrader.com, for your daily dose of financial markets news, and sign up to our free newsletter there.